News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. This is the final episode of the Crossing of the Streams for this week. And what a week it was. A big week. A week we will all think about for some time to come. Bo Thompson, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here, my friend.
Good to be here. It's the last day of March, but I feel like Monday was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, honestly, I was thinking about this because, you know, you got this line of tornadoes and stuff that are moving across the middle of the country. And, you know, those terrible tornadoes hit last Friday night, you know, in Mississippi. And right. Now we've gone from that to now all the way where we are here today. I mean, it's really it's incredible. You know, tomorrow's going to be 80 degrees, Bo Thompson. I mean, this is great. I love this kind of weather. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and get the Masters starting next week.
Look at that.
Final Four, national championship. I mean, it has been a long and at times heartbreaking, and at times just overloading with the news cycle kind of week. But you know, this weekend, and I know a lot of people are on this Friday afternoon ready to exhale a little bit. And but boy, you just kind of process everything. I mean, I think our radio station, this is one of those weeks where you see all the different hosts doing their thing and honing in on what they do best. And it's a very wide and varied radio station we have right now. I'm proud to work for it.
Yeah, me too. And by the way, once again, congratulations to you and Beth. Good Morning BT has just been fantastic for this last year. You're now in year two. Well, I get to technically tomorrow it'll be year two, but it's just great stuff so far, man. It's just been outstanding, and I enjoy being a part of it, and I enjoy listening to the show every day.
Well, yeah, and you know, you celebrated your anniversary not too long ago, and I feel like, obviously, I've been working for the station for a long time, and I've seen a lot of different eras, but with your arrival and sort of you know, revamping the morning show a year ago, and Jensen getting his feet under him, and obviously the other day parts, I feel like we've moved into a new era, and I think the radio station is on a really, really solid footing. And so it's been great. I love the fact that we talk to each other once a day on each other's shows. And it, again, I've said this before, but everybody seems to be pulling the ball in the same direction. And you and I both know that it's not always a requirement for a successful radio station.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have people that sort of kind of operate on an island, and that's fine for certain times and certain places. But I think right now, I really feel like, you know, we're all moving the ball in the same direction, and that's it's a good place to be.
Yeah, it sure is. So we handle breaking news very, very effectively, I think, and. Let me ask you, here we are literally 24 hours removed from when we all found out that former President Trump was going to be indicted, charged with 30-plus counts of business fraud. There are questions as to, you know, how this is going to play out. It'll be Tuesday at 2:15 in the afternoon. He's going to go back on Monday. And, of course, what are we going to have all weekend long? Is it just going to be a still shot camera shooting at an empty courthouse for the next 2 days? I mean, is this sort of going to be the watch that's going to happen over the weekend?
Well, I'm sure they'll have the stationary picture that'll be ever present just to see if anything happens. But and that sort of started, you know, not too long after the initial announcement was made yesterday. But, you know, Friday afternoons, you know, I finish and then. It depends on the week, but today's one of those days where I had several things after we were done on the air, so I had to sort of sit down at my computer and catch up with what might have happened this afternoon, and, you know, getting prepared to talk to you and kind of perusing the headlines. And now it's, you know, Stormy Daniels was supposed to have an interview with Piers Morgan, apparently. That's been abruptly called off, and then there's a story about Ivanka Trump and her reaction to this, and, of course, Biden and Kamala Harris, and, you know, this will be between now and Tuesday, you know, everybody will be fishing for that one angle that hasn't been covered yet, and every person who's ever worked for Trump will do an interview somewhere, someplace. That's the nature of the media world we live in. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be parsed in every which way now until the lead up to 2:15 on Tuesday, and then that scene in of itself, I mean, that's going to be you and I both know it's going to be a circus in New York City. And even if and you barely see the president. Just the sheer fact of following the car, and like you say, the cameras in front of all the entrances. I mean, right. It's just going to be overdrive.
So I'm going to pivot over to sports here in our last couple of minutes. Are you enthusiastic to any degree for the Final Four that's coming up here?
I am, because it's the Final Four.
Right.
I mean, I love the Final Four. I love the atmosphere of it, and I will absolutely watch both games. Do I have a dog in the fight? Absolutely not.
Right.
I mean, Miami is the ACC representative, and Miami is still, to a lot of ACC, old school fans, is very far away from Tobacco Road, and just yes, they're in the ACC, and I enjoy watching them play teams like Duke and North Carolina and NC State and Wake Forest, but it doesn't feel the same way it does when you have one of those core teams in it. But then again, I think they have a very decent shot to win it, and their coach, Jim Larrañaga, Coach Daugherty was talking about him the
yep.
other day, and he's an old schooler, and he's paid his dues, and he's has all kinds of, he has connections to ACC schools other than Miami, like coaching under Terry Holland at Virginia, and even Davidson. So, I mean, there are storylines. And look, if Florida Atlantic wins the title, I mean, are you kidding me?
That's, wow.
That's a huge underdog Cinderella type story. So, yeah, I'll watch, but I don't have one of my teams in it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Bo Thompson, to the extent that you can know what you're going to be talking about on Monday, I think we can guess what one of them is going to be. What do you got coming up on the big show?
Well, I know that we have Nick Mulvaney in studio on Monday. We talked to him briefly on the show this morning.
Yeah, he was great.
Of course, and possibly Bill Graham again, our legal analyst, and obviously we'll know the national championship two teams by that point. So Jim Zocchi, you'll have the latest on that. And as you say, Beth and I will embark on year number two. So we're very excited, and we'll get rolling at 6 on Monday morning talking about who knows what.
Have some fun this weekend, my friend. It's going to be a busy week next week.
You too. I appreciate you, man.
You got it, buddy. You too, man.